Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the public meeting of Garrett County Commissioners, Tuesday, July the 5th. If everybody would please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then Commissioner Kitchener will give the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you don't join me in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you today thanking you for all that you do for us. Lord, we would ask that everything that's said and done here today would be pleasing to you. Lord, we just continue to give you praise and glory and ask for your guidance. We ask all this in thy precious holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Mr. Nall, do we have any additions, deletions, corrections to the agenda?
No, sir, we do not.
Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Agenda's approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting? Are there any questions, corrections, concerns to the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to accept.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Minutes will be approved by mutual consent. First item of business on the agenda is a proclamation for Lakes Appreciation Month, which I will read. Proclamation for Garrett County Lakes Appreciation Month in July 2016. Whereas lakes and reservoirs are among Maryland's most valuable natural resources, and whereas lakes and reservoirs provide drinking water, irrigation, energy, recreation, scenic beauty, and habitat for wildlife, and whereas these beneficial uses have been of vital importance to Maryland's history, growth, and financial health, and whereas our lakes and reservoirs improve the quality of life for all of Maryland residents, and their importance should not go unnoticed, and whereas Garrett County recognized the need to protect these lakes and reservoirs for future generations, now therefore we, the Garrett County Board of Commissioners, do hereby proclaim July 2016 as Garrett County Lakes Appreciation Month, July 2016, in Garrett County, and do commend this observance to all of our citizens, signed by Commissioners Heimball, Tichnell, and myself. And as an FYI, Garrett County's lakes, ponds, and reservoirs, the DNR has Deep Creek Lake, Harrington Manor Lake, and New Germany Lake. The Army Corps of Engineers has Jennings Randolph Lake, the Occhigany River Lake. There are three reservoirs, Broadford Lake, Piney Reservoir, and Savage River Reservoir. Lake Cunningham at the 4-H Center, the Accident and Grantsville Town Ponds, and then the private lakes of Lake Louise and Little Meadows. And we have invited people from those separate entities to come. Nobody from DNR is here, correct? But we do have Barbara Beeler from Friends of Deep Creek Lake and Bob Hoffman representing the POA. If you guys would come forward, we have proclamations.
Hey, Paul. Are we going to all get up there and do that, or
how? Yeah. So.
We're going to do it up front.
Huh?
You going to do it up front?
Yeah.
More like.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Right.
Thanks for the issue. I did want to briefly say that the commissioners and our new county administrator.
He's not new anymore.
He's still new. He hasn't had his birthday here with us yet. Getting here. But you all are in the process of earning a degree in limnology. You've had to learn a lot about lakes, right? And we deeply appreciate that you all have actually taken the matter on and taken concerns about our lakes. And that's an amazing collaboration. Right, Bob?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, this is a major step forward in the county. It's important we recognize all of our lakes, not just Deep Creek Lake, and aside from their economic, their recreational resource, they are an important part of our economic well-being and need to be protected.
Bob, you want to put that picture pinch in here?
Yeah.
Sure. I'll get on the other side here. Next to Army. There
nice thank you all, except for Martin.
Sorry.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Okay, next up is the Community Action Committee on the Rural Impact County Challenge, and I'll have Greg and give a little bit of a background on that.
Can you come forward?
Sure. Yeah, from now on, since we got all the microphones working, if you'd come up to the...
Well, thank you for having us today. I appreciate the time on the agenda. Garrett County Community Action Committee and Allegheny County Human Resources Development Commission are here today requesting passage of the National Association of Counties Rural Impact County Challenge. So that's quite a mouthful, but what that means is NACO, is their shortened acronym, have put out a challenge to the 3,000 plus counties that they represent. They're looking for 100 counties to pass a resolution in support of taking a leadership role in addressing the challenges and barriers related to addressing rural poverty. Education, job creation, transportation, access to health are all issues that typically surround rural poverty. They want us to create an actionable plan with measurable results, and that's something that both Garrett County Community Action Committee and Allegheny County Human Resources Development Commission have been doing for years. And so this is just a perfect alignment with what we do. And also, your adoption of the resolution helps to keep the momentum building and moving in this direction of a two-generational approach to addressing rural poverty. And with that, I would just ask Dwayne or Courtney Thomas from HRDC if they'd like to make any additional comments.
Well, I would just add that this is work about how we, approach issues with young children and their parents simultaneously, and how we try to integrate strategies in a holistic way, really attacking silos. And part of it is how we do business. Other parts of it is how we share data. But we think that there's a lot of interest around the country, and that this kind of a revolution will move that forward and just build on that momentum. So with that, I'd say thank you for your consideration.
All right, great. And I thank you all for your work on that. Dwayne and Gregan and Courtney hosted several state and federal folks in Grantsville about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago.
22nd of June.
Talking about this when has been our collaboration with Allegheny County has been talked about at several federal functions as far away as Utah, which is, so we're kind of setting the standard here for this kind of work, and that's a testament and a credit to you all for your work.
And if I could, Mr. Chairman, Courtney is here in the fall, September of 2015, the White House Rural Council recognized HRDC and Community Action in Garrett County as a demonstration site, one of 10 in the United States for this type of work. So Courtney's here today, and at the end of the month, we will travel down, see the Allegheny County Commissioners, and support her request of it. But it's a good regional approach to address a lot of common issues.
No.
Okay.
Did you get that, Renee?
Yeah. I have a resolution here, the Rural Impact County Challenge. Whereas small towns and rural communities are home to millions of Americans and are a vibrant part of our nation's economy. In 2014, approximately 1.4 million children in rural areas were poor. Over 700,000 children lived in rural families with cash incomes that fell below half the poverty line. Whereas Garrett County, Maryland, and all counties recognize that a child's zip code should not determine their destiny, and that every child should have the opportunity to succeed. Whereas Garrett County Community Action Committee and Allegheny County Human Resources Development Commission have been recognized by the White House Rural Council to participate as one of 10 rural impact demonstration sites in the U.S. to develop and implement two generational strategies to combat poverty. This partnership commits to creating family, agency, and community capacities with measurable outcomes that enable families and children to achieve economic security. And now, therefore, let it be resolved that we, the Board of Commissioners for Garrett County, Maryland, do hereby sign on to the call to action to reduce the number of children living in poverty, commit to sharing lessons learned with other counties in our state and across the country to support a national initiative, encourage all county officials, employees, and residents to participate in the Rural Impact County Challenge. We resolve to utilize the resource available through the Rural Impact County Challenge and locally to support the convening of leaders and decision-making makers from multiple agencies committed to reducing the number of children and families in rural areas living in poverty, to continue to support development of plan with measurable outcomes that improves access, participation, and or impact of evidence-based and other promising practices in one or more of the following areas: early childhood education, nutrition, workforce development, and health and human services, to support the implementation of research-based, data-driven decision-making and results and outcomes approaches that advance the plan, and support data and information systems to track, trend, and report on successes, to be adopted the fifth day of July. Do we have a motion to adopt this resolution?
So moved.
We have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And we appreciate it very much. Thank you all. Thank you very
much. Good luck with it.
Yep. And Gregan? Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. Okay, next up, we have a presentation by Maryland Sun, Corey Ramsden. All right, Corey, welcome.
Thanks
for coming.
Some materials here, if I could just pass down. There's two sheets each for you. Okay. So thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, for having me today. I appreciate the opportunity here really to inform you about some efforts that are starting in the county, just so you're aware of what we're doing. And I'm the program director of Maryland Sun. So we are a nonprofit effort that works throughout the state to help homeowners use their group buying power to go solar together and get a discount. And we provide some support for them along the way. So we're really proud to announce that we're going to be launching the Mountain Maryland Solar Co-op at the end of the month in July, July 26th. We've got just a flyer there through the help, thankfully, of one of your residents, Linda Herdering, and hopefully others to spread the word. We've got this initiative that's about to launch. So I won't take up too much of your time, but I wanted to explain a little bit about what we do and why we think it's a benefit for county residents. So that you're aware of our efforts. We help homeowners do this throughout the state. We have about 15 groups that we've worked with since January of 2015. And what we do is enable folks to gather together and release a common request for proposal for two area installers so that they can get a discount when they go solar as a group. Each homeowner gets an individualized proposal, but it reflects that group pricing, and we're there to support them. And the unique thing about what we do is we're helping homeowners, but they're the ones making the selection. So they're agreeing to join the group, and a subset of them will actually review all the bids and make a selection on behalf of the whole group. And we're there to support them through that process. So starting at the end of July, that will probably take about 8 months or so before whoever decides to join the group will have solar installed on their homes and be able to see somewhere between 10 to 20% discount over what they would have paid if they had gone directly to an installer. And because solar can be a little intimidating, it's a lot of folks find it's helpful to do it as a group so that we can educate them and provide some support along the way. So that meeting on the 26th is the starting point. We'll talk about solar technology. We'll talk about the solar co-op process that we use to help people do this, as well as the economics of solar and why it's can be beneficial for homeowners in Maryland to reduce their cost of energy. So wanted to make you aware, and we're looking forward to working with the residents of Garrett County, and there's a similar effort happening in Allegheny County that we hope to be able to kick off shortly thereafter, but Garrett County is in the fore and launching the event, so the county gets top billing, and we're excited to get started at the end of the month. So happy to answer any questions you have about the effort, and we're looking forward to working with residents over the summer.
So in step three, you talk about the roof screening. Are these only roof-mounted solar panels?
They could. It's on the ground as well. The roof screening is usually something that we pay close attention to because sometimes the roof might not be optimal for solar, so we want to make sure people know that up front so we don't waste their time. Okay. But if they have space on the ground, that's a perfectly great way to install solar as well. Okay. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next up on the agenda is Maryland Commercial PACE, which is Property Assessed Clean Energy Program Review with Gerard Neely. Is that correct?
That is correct. Right, yeah, many people don't get my name right. I get Gerald, Jared,
yeah.
Garrett.
I would have said Gerald.
No, like it at all. Thank you guys for having me, commissioners, Mr. Chairman. It's an honor to be here today. Glad to see everyone's hands and fingers survive the 4th of July. So that's always a good thing. So I'm here to talk about property assessed clean energy financing. It is a new mechanism of financing clean and energy efficiency projects. Looks like it's not working. Look, the screen's frozen.
But you can see it right there.
That's weird. Oh, okay. All right. There we go.
Okay.
Property assessed clean energy is a government financing policy that classifies energy savings as a public benefit. So think about a sewer line or a sidewalk improvement that would be placed on the property assessment as a surcharge. So now we're thinking about rooftop solar, we're thinking about new boilers, new chillers, lighting, HVAC. It's the same thing, it's a public good. So it is a surcharge that is placed on a property assessment, and that's how a company will repay the loan. 100% of the hard and soft costs are paid up front. So a commercial property owner that wants to, let's say, put in some new lighting doesn't have to worry about putting down a down payment because the private capital provider will front those costs up front. And the payback periods are much longer than traditional financing avenues. The thing with PACE that makes it great is that you can tie it to as long as the useful term of the energy improvement. So let's say a boiler has a 20-year lifetime lifespan, that PACE loan can go out for 20 years in comparison to 5 or 10 years in many commercial loans. And this makes projects cash flow positive. As I'll get into a little bit later, a lot of people do want to do energy improvements. People want to pay less on their utility bills, but these type of projects are very costly and they don't make economic sense sometimes, but PACE is helping to change that. So, like I was saying, lack of funding is what a lot of contractors will tell you that are preventing their clients from moving forward with an energy improvement upgrade. With PACE, 100% of the upfront costs are covered, and you can have terms of 20 plus years. Another thing that's really important with PACE is that it transfers with the property. It transfers with the land. It doesn't transfer with the individual owner. So if you have a building and you want to put in, let's say, a boiler, but you might sell it your business to your son or daughter, in 10 years you might sell the building, you don't have to worry about that because it transfers with the property and you aren't legally obligated to that. In the payback period, a lot of times you hear energy efficiency measures. People that want to do energy efficiency projects, they're a little bit concerned about the payback period. Because of PACE's structuring of covering upfront costs, it helps to make these projects cash flow positive from day one. Also, tenant owner issues usually happens in energy improvement situations, but because, again, the way it's structured and it's on your assessment, the tenants get the benefits from paying less in the utility bills, but the owner of the building can also pass the share of the assessment onto the tenants. And also, if you're unsure of savings will actually appear from these upgrades, there are third-party technical reviews that are conducted to make sure that these projects are doing ultimately what they're saying they're supposed to be doing. So this is a little bit of a background on PACE at the national level. PACE was actually started in California in 2009. This is PACE in 2010. You see, really only a few West Coast states, California and Colorado, passed it. Ohio had a PACE market at this point. But if you move forward to 2016, you see over 30 states have passed PACE-enabling legislation. And we have active markets in about half of those states, Maryland being one of them. So at a national level, there have been over 500 commercial buildings that have utilized PACE for an energy improvement with about an approximate value. That number is actually a little bit outdated now. It's about $225 million. And you see, even though it has clean energy in the title, it's a lot more than clean energy that qualifies for this type of financing. So you see that about 46% of PACE programs at the commercial level have been energy efficiency projects at this point. About 45% of those have been renewable, mostly solar, and about 9% have a mix of renewables and energy efficiency measures. So Maryland passed its PACE enabling legislation in the spring of 2014. So it enables PACE for commercial, industrial, and multifamily institutions and organizations. I should also note that nonprofits absolutely can qualify for this. Houses of worship can qualify for this. And in fact, nonprofits are the fastest growing submarket getting PACE nationally. It's very interesting. So at the state level, what the legislation does is it allows counties to opt in. This is very local. This is not a statewide, you know, top-down mandate. Each county has to go in and opt into the program and design it the way that they want to design it and the way that they think is going to be best for their county's needs. So the county ultimately is responsible for, you know, setting up what is eligible under the program in the county, what properties and property owners are eligible, and the loan terms and the loan conditions. It's also important to note that at the state level, it requires that PACE has to get existing mortgage lender consent before you move forward and receive PACE financing. So this is where I come in. You know, PACE Financial Servicing is the private administrator. We're a private company that helps counties set up their PACE markets and kind of walk them through the PACE process. You can kind of think of us as like an arbiter, an umpire, trying to just direct people in the right direction. I'm the Maryland point of contact, so if you decide to move forward with PACE in Garrett County, I'll be the one who's out here talking to contractors, talking to local lenders, property owners, nonprofits, houses of worship that are interested in possibly utilizing PACE for an energy upgrade. We're also working with the Maryland Clean Energy Center. It is actually not a state administration. It is a instrumentality of the state. So they kind of act as like a green bank to really spur investment into renewable energy projects and energy efficiency projects. And they are the statewide sponsor of this program. And really what we want to do is design a PACE market that's very scalable and, you know, that allows people to move between county lines and do business. So far, four counties have passed PACE-enabling ordinances. Anne Arundel County was the first. Montgomery County followed. Queen Anne's County actually was the third, and also Howard County recently passed theirs. There are a decent amount of counties in the state considering PACE. Allegheny County, we've talked to Allegheny County, they're considering moving forward. The city of Baltimore actually just introduced their PACE-enabling ordinance on the 6th of June. Baltimore County is looking to move forward in the fall. Cecil County, I just met with them last week. They are looking very closely and are looking to move forward with PACE. Charles County is voting on theirs next week. Frederick County, County. So PFS, like I mentioned, we help counties pass the ordinance, we help set up the program, and we really want to standardize these markets across county lines because we realize that a contractor in Garrett County might do business in Allegheny County, might do business in Frederick County, and it's really confusing if you have different rules in every county in the state. So we're trying to standardize this market across the state that it's easy and transparent to operate. We help you establish program guidelines, legal documents, and ultimately help you collect the money that is going to show up on the property assessment. I think the most important thing from this slide is that PFS does not charge counties for this. We recoup our money through administrative fees, through financing on deals. That's why we really want PACE markets to be scalable. We think that PACE is a great economic development tool and a great way for commercial business owners to really upgrade their buildings and increase their value and ultimately spend less money on utility bills and energy costs, which after rent and payroll is probably number three for many commercial building owners. So these are all the documents that are associated with the MD PACE program. Like I mentioned, we help you walk through this process. This, the ordinance, the application, there's a website, md-pace.com, that you can visit. This notice of approval, confirmation of surcharges, all of these documents, we've worked with various counties in the state, and we have templates that we, you know, give to counties, and they look at them, and they vet them, and they make their tweaks and changes to the way they seem fit, like I mentioned earlier. But we are here to help you through the process. So, yeah, that's property assessment and energy financing. It's a great economic development tool, and I'm very excited to see it spread throughout the state of Maryland. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Do we have a copy of that? Do we have a copy of his brief?
I can send that.
Can you send it to Kevin?
Absolutely.
Please.
We have a resolution that can pass now. Would you rather wait until...
Wait
to
look
about
it. I don't care. You mean what he just asked for?
Yeah, like Getty said, what we have to do is pass a resolution that we can give us the authority to negotiate with others. It doesn't commit us to anything.
Mike's already approved it.
According to Kevin, yeah.
I don't have a problem with it if you want to. You all came up with that resolution that basically would say we're going to give us the authority to pursue this negotiating committee. There's no obligation of any kind, right?
No, just so we can move
on. Okay. I do, to that regard, have a resolution in hand, resolution number 2016-4, that will give us the authority to move forward with the PACE program. Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Garrett County, Maryland, declaring the official intent of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners to establish a clean energy loan program for commercial property owners, establish scope and eligibility for the clean energy loan program, providing for qualifying criteria, establishing a calculation of the clean energy loan surcharge, providing a recorded notice, providing for the collection of loan payments, establishing default procedures, providing for financing of a loan under the clean energy loan program, providing for the application of this act and generally related to the clean energy loan program and real property taxes. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Garrett County, Maryland, that a commercial property assessed clean energy program is a program to facilitate loan financing for clean energy improvements to commercial properties by utilizing state or local tax assessment mechanism to provide security for repayment of loans pursuant to 1-1102 of the Act. As defined below, counties and municipalities may enact ordinances or resolutions to establish a clean energy loan program. The county has authorized and established a commercial property assessed clean energy loan program, quote, the PACE program, end quote. MCEC agrees to work with the county to implement the Maryland PACE program and to obtain financing for the program. To secure financing for the program, MCEC and the county are authorized to enter into a written agreement pursuant to which the county has agreed to assess, collect, remit, and assign surcharges to MCEC in return for qualifying energy improvements for commercial property owners within the county for costs reasonably incurred by the county performing those duties. Questions on the resolution?
That's pretty long. We're not making any financial commitment of any kind at this point. This is just a resolution that allows us to explore developing or implementing this, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Any questions?
No, I'm fine.
All right. Motion to adopt resolution 2016-4.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Question on motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution passes. Thank you.
And Mike Getty had reviewed that, right?
Yes,
the
yes.
County attorney.
Thank you very much, sir. All right. Next on the agenda, we come to the time of public commentary. from this point forward, due to the new recording devices, anyone that would like to make public comment, once you're recognized by a chair, please come to the podium, state your name for the record, and then make your comment. Are there any comments? Must have did a great job today. All right, well, hearing none, we appreciate everybody coming out. Just a couple of real quick notes. Don't forget, there is a public hearing on Tuesday, July the 12th at 6 o'clock at Garrett College, Continuing Education Building Room 205 for the Deep Creek Watershed Zoning Ordinance Amendment. And our next public meeting starts our rotating meeting agenda. We will be meeting Tuesday, July the 19th at 4 o'clock at the Bloomington Fire Department.
6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock, I'm sorry. 6 o'clock at the Bloomington Fire Department. Commissioners, any other items? Motion adjourned.
So moved.
All right.